Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's time now for our opening commodity market report this morning, coming to us live from the Farm Progress Show in Amana, Iowa. Here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. It's raining here at the Farm Progress Show. It has been raining steadily this morning, but that has not discouraged the crowds. Todd Gleason is running an outlook panel in the tent just next to us right now. There's a large group of people in there sitting, maybe over 100 people listening to our analysts give their take on the markets. More outlook panels scheduled today for 11 o'clock and then again at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Let's go ahead and take a look at how prices resumed their trading today. Remember, we give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 463.5, up 1.5 on the open. December, 477, up 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 385, up a quarter on the open. December, 406, up 1.75. March, 424, unchanged. May, 433, up 1. July, 438, up 3/4 on the open. September corn opened at 223.5, down 1 on the open. The December contract, 240, down 1. March, 254.5, down 1.25. July, 273.5, down 1. Take it out to the red line, D's, 292.5, down a half on the open. September oats opened at 176, up a quarter on the open. December, 186.5, up 1. September soybeans opened at 539, up 1.25 on the open. November, 551.5, down a half. January, 564.5, down a quarter. March, 575.5, up a quarter. May, 585.5, unchanged. July, 597, up 3/4 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 158.80, down 10 on the open. October opened at 159.80, up 20. September soybean oil opened at 24.45, down 9 on the open. October 24.63, down 10. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August feeders opened at 117.10, up 7.5 on the open. September 116.90, unchanged. October 117.70, up 7.5. August live cattle opened at 89.55, up 22.5 on the open. October 92.80, up 30. December 92.40, up 12.5 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 65.20, down 20 on the open. December 62.45, down 30. February 62.15, down 32.5. April 62.20, down 25 on the open. And February bellies opened at 88.57.5, unchanged on the open. The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606. Joining us now to talk about the markets right here next to me at the Farm Progress Show is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
I notice you've been keeping an eye on that screen, the live quote screen, as we've been telling the folks about the opens. What are you noticing?
Well, a whole bunch of nothing. We continue to grind sideways here and sort of buy some time, it appears. The key we'll probably hear is late week as we get into Thursday's export sales report, see how these sales go. Getting to the bottom of the demand base in here, starting to see Japan and Taiwan and Korea and some of these countries start to come forward and start to book. I think the export business is going to start picking up here. I think they want to be ahead of this ethanol feed user demand base that's going to come at us this fall. So I think we're going to continue to consolidate and shop in here. We've got good demand underneath the market, but yet, too, we've got some producers selling above it, Dave.
Let's talk about some particulars, Kurt, and I want to spend a little bit of time getting your take on this wheat market, because in the short term, we have broken a downtrend, and we're trying to see if we're going to find a bottom in this market. We're doing it without a lot of exports right now with this move up we're seeing. Are we putting a bottom in this wheat market, and can we do it without the exports behind it?
Well, it's going to be a tough one to figure because basically we've got tighter wool supplies. When you look at the long-term charts, we've got real tight stocks. Demand worldwide's up, but a lot of that base isn't coming to the U.S. So we got a tight world situation. We've got a fairly tight U.S. situation. But when you look long-term on how many acres and growth and expansion we're going to see, it's going to be higher. So we're going to have ample U.S. supplies when it's all said and done. Talking to guys out in Nebraska there, wheat under irrigation can pump out 100, 110 bushel, then get $4 out of the field. Pretty good income, a lot less input cost. So there's wheat seed hard to get out in the western belt there. So I believe wheat acres are going to be up in the west. They're going to be up here in the east. So domestic-wise, I think this is a bounce or retracement rally back towards the highs.
Let's look at some of the other markets. Let's look at the soybeans. Yesterday we put contract lows in there in almost all contracts, except I believe November. In your mind, what is the downside potential for soybeans at this point with harvest, well, less than 30 days away?
Well, when you look at the raw supply-demand balance sheet with the carryout we have, you'd say $4 beans almost, but beans are defying the law of gravity. Mr. Vacuum's been keeping them up here for the last 6 months. Near term, I think in the November futures, you got to watch 545 and a half. That's about what the low was in November 2005. I think that's probably going to be a magnet or a support zone to watch for a while. If we take out the 540 area, you could probably talk 512, 510 on maybe some harvest pressure. But what's going to happen is I think the cash market is going to absorb a lot of that sell pressure, whereas the futures are probably going to find buying on the drop down here, because when you look at these commodity funds indexes, inflation, the price of crude oil, biodiesel and stuff, I think there's going to be some hungry investors come to the marketplace as we go into 2007.
The corn market, very mixed at this point. September, 224 and three quarters is up a quarter. Next March, 255 and a quarter is down a half. Just chopping around in here today.
Yeah, when you watch the December futures contract, around 41. It's probably got resistance up around 45 to 47. On the downside, back to 35, 230, you're going to have some probably long-term buyers come into place. Once again, you know, we're starting to see this cash market hold its own with basis starting to improve. But we still got to get through some early harvest and clean up some old crop yet. When you look at the sales, they're huge. And if we continue that huge sales pace in through here, you're going to start getting people's attention real quick.
You got to figure that USDA on their next report in September is going to up exports again.
Yeah, we've pretty well met the goal on exports here, and we've got some big feed demand base. We've got some potential ethanol demand is going to just be huge. So the USDA is going to have its work cut out, whether they recognize it all once or over time. Also, too, USDA is probably going to have to recognize maybe corn yield might not be as high as what they earlier indicated, too.
We keep flirting with an LDP in this corn market. I think in the last week or two, I've seen it as high as 7 cents. Is it going to be there when the farmers actually pull the crops out of the field?
Well, it will be, but the timing's going to be the issue. I think early it will be, and if you're going to take LDP, I think you've got to plan on taking earlier. There's some ideas that maybe we can have some 15, 20-cent LDPs on corn. Probably the big LDP opportunity is probably going to beans. We could probably have some 30, 40-cent LDPs there.
Thanks much, Kurt. Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. He's going to go back to the table where the Outlook panel continues to talk about the markets and both the short-term and long-term futures. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick for you. September wheat in Kansas City now 461 and a half, down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat at 384 and three quarters, unchanged on the day. December 404 and a half, up a quarter. September corn, 224 and three quarters, up a quarter. December, 240 and three quarters, down a quarter. March, 255 and a half, down a quarter. The red line December, 292 and a quarter, is down three quarters. September beans, 538 and three quarters, up one. Noves, 553, up one. January, 565 and a half, up three quarters. November, 617, up one. September soybean meal, 159.20, up 40, make it now 159.30 up 40. September soybean oil 24.42 down 12. At the Merck August feeders 117.15 up 12.5. August live cattle 89.20 down 12.5. October lean hog 65.25 and it is down 15 on the day. Taking a look at Ed Kiesler's two-state forecast today. Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, most numerous during the afternoon, highs from 72 in many northern and central Illinois locations to around 80 in the far south. And tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, some patchy fog and drizzle overnight, lows ranging from 57 in northwestern Illinois to 65 in the south. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, primarily in Indiana and in southern Illinois. Highs ranging from 74 degrees in some northern and central Illinois locations to around 80 degrees in the far south. The extended outlook for the two-state region Thursday in the north and in central Illinois, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Further south and east, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers. Highs Thursday and Friday from the mid-70s to the low 80s. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.